Good morning from the newsroom of the Financial Times. Today is Thursday, February 14th, and this is your FT News Briefing. Today, top shareholders in Deutsche Bank demand deeper cuts to its U.S. investment bank arm. Delta and EasyJet join forces with Italy's state-backed railway company to bid for Alitalia. And Airbus is set to announce the end of an era for the world's largest passenger jet. Then, the FT's Victor Mallet explains the flare in tensions between the French and Japanese nationalists in the Renault and Nissan car alliance after Carlos Ghosn's arrest. I'm Eric Krupke, and here's the news you need to start your day. Several of Deutsche Bank's biggest shareholders are running out of patience with the lender's poor performance and tumbling share price. Now, four of the 10 biggest shareholders in the German bank have told the FT they want Chief Executive Christian Sewing to make deeper cuts to the bank's loss-making U.S. investment bank unit. Deutsche's share price has fallen by a third in the 10 months since Mr. Sewing took over. Analysts are expecting another slide in the revenue of the investment banking arm this year. This will follow 3 years of revenue falls that have reduced its contribution by a third. Mr. Sewing made some cuts to the investment bank in April, but he appears to be resisting further cuts. The chief executive recently said he wanted to keep the investment bank on, quote, a broad footing. Big investors told the FT they see the need for tougher action. In the fourth quarter, the investment bank's return on tangible shareholder equity was negative 2.2%. That's a far cry from its medium-term target of 10%. On Wednesday, airlines Delta and EasyJet confirmed they're joining forces with Italy's state-backed railway company, Ferrovie dello Stato. The group will explore a bid to take over the country's national carrier, Alitalia. Alitalia has had problems in recent years. The airline has suffered large financial losses, and it was placed into administration in 2017 after a string of restructurings and investments. To secure a deal, Britain's EasyJet and American carrier Delta would need to convince the Italian government that they're the best partners to stabilize Alitalia. Italian news media reported that the country's right-wing populist coalition government would be inclined to back a deal as long as Ferrovie dello Stato retained a majority stake. And Airbus is set to announce it will end production of the world's largest passenger jet, the A380, earlier than planned. The aircraft's main customer, Emirates, is preparing to significantly cut the size of its order. Representatives from both companies remained locked in talks on Wednesday night about the exact details of a decision. Emirates is discussing cutting its order of 53 A380s down to around 20. Instead, the airline would take a mixture of A350 and A330 jets, though the exact split still hasn't been decided. Emirates could opt to buy additional aircraft from Airbus's rival, Boeing. The final announcement is expected to be made alongside Airbus's final results early today. Emirates' reduced order could spell the end for the A380 program. And if it's confirmed, it would spell the end of the era of the super jumbo and underline the industry's shift towards smaller, more fuel-efficient aircraft. Airbus and Emirates declined to comment. And here's a closer look at one of today's big stories. The French carmaker Renault is set to report its full-year results today, in the midst of the scandal surrounding former chairman Carlos Ghosn. In November, Mr. Ghosn was arrested on charges of financial misconduct at Nissan, Renault's Japanese partner. The case has escalated the rivalry between French and Japanese nationalists in both camps of the International Car Alliance. The FT's Paris bureau chief Victor Mallet says the problems between the companies began long before Ghosn's arrest.
People say that there were tensions, there were difficulties, and we now hear that some of those problems were related to a change in the corporate structure that Carlos Ghosn wanted to carry out, which might have involved the firing or the moving of some pretty senior Japanese executives. And that may have been one reason why they were quite keen to get rid of him, regardless of whether or not they had this evidence about the alleged corruption or the alleged financial misdemeanors that he's accused of in Tokyo.
And obviously these tensions on both sides have kind of bubbled up now. What are Nissan's main complaints against Renault?
So publicly, no one is complaining very much at all. That both companies are saying And both governments are saying, the Japanese and the French governments are saying that they want the alliance to continue and they want to develop it for everyone's benefit. But in private, there is a lot of tension between the governments and particularly between the companies. And Nissan is complaining that they think that Renault is trying essentially to block or at least not make the investigation easy into Carlos Ghosn, because they, among other things, they have a joint venture called RMBV, which is based in the Netherlands. And this is a part of the investigations that are going on, particularly by Nissan.
And what about Renault's complaints against Nissan?
First of all, they're very upset at the way Carlos Ghosn has been treated. They don't feel he's been treated fairly, hasn't been given a chance to defend himself, and he's being kept in what are pretty harsh conditions by European standards. They also feel that the Nissan investigators are, perhaps colluding isn't the right word, but are sort of doing the work of the Japanese prosecutors, which they find slightly odd since Nissan itself has been indicted. And they believe that there are probably people at Nissan who knew what was going on if anything criminal was going on. So there is this kind of tension over, essentially over how the investigation is proceeding and how it goes from here.
And what does all of this mean for the future of the alliance between the companies?
That's a very good question. So we now have a situation where officially everybody wants the alliance to continue, but behind the scenes there is this tension between nationalistic groups of people. You have Japanese nationalists on one side and French nationalists on the other. It's not quite that simple, but Renault is a sort of French industrial champion. The state has a 15% stake in the company. And Nissan, although not quite a national champion on the scale of Toyota, does have executives there who feel that interfering foreigners have been messing things up. The challenge, I think, will be to get the two sides to work together again, as they have quite effectively in the past, and to sort of push the alliance forward, because it does involve enormous cost savings. Having these three companies, because Mitsubishi is the third company, having these three companies working together does actually save them a lot of money and allow them to be much more profitable and effective, especially in sourcing spare parts and so on.
And what's the latest in Carlos Ghosn's case?
Well, the news doesn't seem to stop. On Wednesday, we heard, first of all, that Carlos Ghosn from jail had replaced his legal team in Japan. He's really, instead of confessing, as people normally do in Japan, he's gone out and said, I'm absolutely not going to confess. I'm going to stand up for my rights. I'm going to prove my innocence. And I'm going to tell you what's wrong with this investigation. So he's changed his legal team in Japan to try and get that result. And at the same time, Renault has said that it's not going to make payments that could have been due to him, totaling about 30 million euros in deferred shares and other benefits. Essentially, Renault is in a very awkward position because they've always tried to get Carlos Ghosn to reduce his pay, because politically in France, it's very embarrassing to have extremely highly paid chief executives of big companies, especially when the state has a share in those companies.
You can read more on all of these stories at FT.com. Today we'll be following the U.S. House of Representatives as they vote on a bipartisan bill to fund the government. The U.S. government will soon run out of funding and face another shutdown if Congress doesn't get a bill to President Trump. The bill under consideration does include some funding for border security, with $1.3 billion for a border barrier along the U.S.-Mexico border. Also today, the Coca-Cola Company will report its earnings for the full year and final quarter of 2018. This has been your daily FT News Briefing. Make sure you check back tomorrow for all the latest business news.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Transitioning to a decarbonized economy sounds like just one change. In fact, this shift requires several transitions across sectors, geographies, and timelines. In Talking Transitions, a new podcast brought to you by the EY organization and Foresight Climate and Energy, we look at how the transition is affecting three key areas: energy, financial services, and government. The Talking Transitions podcast is out now. Download today from wherever you get your podcasts, or visit talkingtransitions.com to find out more.